unmute us. Okay, we're recording.
Calling the May 10th Occupational Therapy Examiners Board meeting to order at 1:33. We'll do a roll call. Quentin McAllister, present.
Dana Hutchings, present.
Donnie Hosenfeld, present.
Charlene Marbs, present.
Item 3, declaration of conflict of interest. Are there any conflicts?
Yes, counsel. I have two renewal applications. Melissa Ferber, license 003453, and Liz, or actually Elizabeth Stewie, S-T-U-E-W-E, license 002723.
I'm sorry, what was the license number?
002723.
Okay.
Anybody else? Okay. Item 4, review and approval of meeting minutes from February, both executive session, regular session, and regular session minutes for April the 12th. If there's no corrections, I'll make a motion to approve those minutes.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 4-0. Item 5, review and consideration for future board dates. We do have June the 7th, July the 12th, and August the 9th.
I will not be here for July 12th.
Neither will I.
Neither will I. So we were going to, we were going to come up with an alternate date.
The July one?
Yes.
And I would, maybe I can phone in. I'd have to play it by ear. If worst case scenario, maybe we could do something quick where we're just approving license if worst case scenario. But I'll try to make myself available wherever I'm at to call in if need be. Any other discussion on that?
Did we want to make a date for July?
Yeah. Do you want to try to nail that down now? Or
The date for July, if we change it? Well, it cannot be on July 5th. Yeah. Too many people will be out of town. When do you both come back?
I come back July 16th.
I think mine, I come back on the 23rd.
Do other days besides Friday work for anyone?
Depends on what week, and if I schedule out far enough.
Yeah.
But we still have quorum if we have three, right?
Yes, but I won't be here. I'll be in Omaha. sounds like fun.
I mean, I could do it that 24th, 25th, 26th, but that's pretty late.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was just thinking the 5th, but
that's right, on the holiday.
July 4th is Thursday. So,
I don't know if it makes sense for us to have a meeting on the 28th of June, but I could do that. That helped.
So we have two in June?
3 weeks apart, too, isn't it?
Okay, so if we were to keep it as July 12th, Sabrina, is it okay if I'm not here? And then we could just make it licenses. In August, we'll have several complaints to review unless I can get them on the June calendar.
Okay.
So that means July 12th will remain, and we'll be in person. Okay.
We won't be here.
Right, right, you won't be here.
But we'll have a quorum.
Do you want to do it in person or call?
Either way.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to make sure that Barbara Paulson will be here, too.
Just wanted to ask her.
Okay.
All right. Item six, initial applications. I'll make a motion to approve the 29 initial applications. Is there a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0. Item 6B, renewals. I have 108 renewal applications minus... that'd be 106 minus Ms. Bever and Stewie. So, do you want to...
So, we always do this. So, do I just
abstain?
Abstain from all of them? Because there's quorum.
Yeah, you would just recuse from the two that you have a conflict of interest with, and then abstain from the remainder if you want. Or you can vote on the others, the remainder, that's fine. Fine.
You would recuse from the two and abstain, and that's it. Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve the 108 renewal applications. Do you have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 4-0 with Dana recusing herself from the two previously mentioned. Item C is five moving to inactive. Do you have a motion to approve those five licenses to inactive?
I'll make a motion to approve the five licenses to inactive.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 4-0. No remaining commits. Okay. Item 7, board reviews. 7A1, Jordan Jones. That was a disclosure. It's not a crime of moral turpitude. Is there any discussion or motion for her license?
I'll make a motion to approve the license of Jordan Jones.
Do I second the motion?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0. 7A2, Jocelyn Martinez. She is present. Is there any discussion or a motion for hers? Like you need to make a statement? Any discussions or questions or emotion? Okay. I'll make a motion to approve her license if there's no discussion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 4-0. And that brings us down 7A3. Angela Madison, that was a disclosure as well. Do I have a motion or discussion for her license?
That was in Georgia, so I feel like that I'll make a motion to approve her license.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries 4-0. That brings us to 7A4. Ashik Ravi, and I believe he's on the phone as well. So, a list of history.
Mr. Yeah. Rabbani, can you hear us okay?
Yes, ma'am. This is Mr. Rabbani. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Do I have any discussion or motion for his license?
If you could speak in the mic, that would be great.
I don't.
Do I not turn them on?
That would be a big problem.
Okay, now try it. Is it flashing green or red?
Okay. Again, we're on item 7A4, Ashik Rabbani. Is there any discussion for his license in regards to the disclosure or a motion? I would say that there is a bit of a history there, it looks like, to maybe discuss some concerns. But. Mm-hmm.
The last one was in 2012.
So there has been no other incidents since 2012. Mr. Rabbani?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you had any other incidents since 2012 in any other states?
No, ma'am. No incidents whatsoever. Mr. Robinson,
Can
you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Sir, were you honorably discharged from the Army?
Yes, sir, I was.
I think since there hasn't been any other concerns since 2012,
Well, then you'll need to speak right into your microphone because I can barely hear you right here.
So I'll make a motion to approve the license for Ashton Rabbani. Do you have a second?
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0. 785 Holly Taylor.
So, maybe just tell Mr. Rabbani that his license was approved just so he understands.
Okay. Mr. Rabbani, your license was approved?
Members of the board, this is Mike Litton. May Mr. Rabbani and I be excused?
Yes, you're free to stay on the line if you choose, but your agenda item has completed.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Much appreciated. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Item 7A5, Holly Taylor, is a disclosure. If there's no discussion, I'll make a motion to make a motion to approve her license as well. Is there a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0. That brings us to 7B. B1, Samantha Baker did not treat, and that's a reinstatement. I'll make a motion to approve that license if there's no conversation.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries 4-0. B2, Stefan Cech, same thing, did not treat, reinstatement. Is there a motion to approve his license?
I'll make a motion to approve the license.
Do we have a second?
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0. And brings us to Cassandra Guzman. That's a reinstatement. It looks like she practiced without a license for 3 days.
2 days.
2 days. 2 days. 2 days. 3 days.
I'll make a motion to approve the license.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You sure about that, Karen? Dana?
Yes.
Do it. We can discuss that further, because we feel like we've consistently given CD for that.
That would happen in the past.
For 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the vote? I'm sorry.
I never voted.
So then let's do a roll call vote. Because you called for a vote. So why don't we just do a roll call just so that it's clear for the record? There was a motion and a second, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
So Donnie Hosenfeld, aye.
Okay.
Charlene Marks, aye.
Okay.
Dana Hutchings, name.
Quentin Kouser, name. So we're on jury, right?
So you're in a deadlock, so you can either continue the matter or you can evaluate it more.
So it's just that I wanted to keep it sort of consistent and we've always done continued ed. So just even if we did a few continued hours of continued education like on ethics and
okay.
And then to read your your statutes would be great, but if we do want to continue education, I would be happy to see them like maybe on top of what already happened. I mean, Ari is expected plus, like, which is not going to be that for 2 days.
Okay. I'm in agreement.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
Do you want to make a motion?
Sure. For Cassandra Guzman, I make a motion to do a consent agreement. Is that right? Okay. And for 4 hours of continued education around ethics on top of the already required continued education to be due in 6 months.
So is this non-disciplinary?
Yes. Sorry.
Do I have a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Can we just do a roll call if you don't mind?
Quinn McAllister, aye.
Charlene Marbs, aye.
Donnie Hosenfeld, aye.
Dana Hutchins, aye.
Is that an aye?
Yeah.
Aye. Okay. And then did you also want to make a motion to approve her license as well?
Yes, I'll make a motion to approve her license. Do you have a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 4-0. Okay, and that brings us to item 7B4, Katrina Trujillo, and she practiced tennis with an expired license. So something similar, maybe 6 continued hours, and then a letter of confirmation saying that she's read the state statute and a consent agreement. So,
I'm in agreement with that.
Mm-hmm. So I'll make a motion to offer a consent for Katrina Trujillo for practicing with an expired license for 10 days, 6 continuing education hours, and ethics and billing, or just ethics is fine?
And non-disciplinary.
Right. And non-disciplinary, 6 continuing education hours, and then letter stating that she's read and understands the statutes, and the Arizona statutes.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. One thing, when are the continuing education?
Within 6 months, okay. And that's in addition to her regular renewal.
And now I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Do you want a roll call vote for that as well?
Yes.
Quinn McAllister, aye.
Charlene Marks, aye.
Donnie Hosenfeld, aye.
Dane Hutchings, aye.
Motion carries 4-0. And that brings us to Darlene Yesharin.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman, did you want to make a motion to approve the license?
Yes, thank you. I guess we can do that. I'll make a motion to approve Katrina's license. Do I have a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 4-0. And now we're on item 75, Darlene Yesharin. And it's quite a bit of information there. So I delve it up for discussion in regards to her license. And this is a renewal application.
The statement that I have is she did not practice that whole license.
I apologize.
Is
that correct?
That's all I have.
That was somebody else. I'm sorry.
She didn't practice.
Sorry. I've been sick all week, guys.
I'm sorry.
That's
not good,
but I was like,
what documentation?
I missed something.
I was on the wrong bracket. I'll make a motion to approve her license because she did not treat.
I will second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 4-0. I was looking at item 8, sorry. So now we're moving on to item 8B, and we'll start with Carol Lohan Kraus, and that was dismissed, so I open discussion board. I think if the court's dismissed it, then it can be very appropriate for us to do the same. Is there any discussion or any other concerns?
I agree.
Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the license of Carol.
Dismiss the
court. Excuse me, to dismiss.
Well, it would be take no action.
Okay. Not open the complaint.
Okay, to take no action.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Roll call vote.
No, unless you want to.
You're confusing me. Pick one. Okay, Ashley Darty. That was a situation where her charge was dropped as well. So if there's no discussion, I'll make a motion to take no action on her license. Is there any discussion or a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 4-0. Brings us down to 8B3, Jacob Golomeski. Open that up for discussion. Like this one was the one I had a few things to look over and to consider. You guys are quiet today. We used to chat these up real quick. So he was an initial application in December, is that correct?
Yes.
My concern, Mr. Chair, is the non-disclosure, and then his response of two more arrests after being asked about the first incident, or the first non-disclosure.
So,
I think I would agree with that concern as well. So it sounds like maybe we should open this complaint and then
have them come in.
Ask
the
next question.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and open the complaint and direct the board staff to invite him in to discuss this further. And
do we have to open the complaint to have him come in? Can I just request the complaint? You have to open a complaint.
Does there need to be a vote for that?
Okay,
so we need to have a motion and.
Okay.
I need a motion to open the complaint and to bring Mr. Jacob Golomeski in.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 4-0. And now we're down to 8B for Jadida Seaton. It's quite a bit of history, but it all seemed to be dropped or ready. Do we have us?
It was a while ago, too.
Mm-hmm. I make a motion to take no action on Jadida Seaton.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0. Okay. Item 9, the executive director's report. I'll hand it over to Karen.
Just a moment, I need to find that on the agenda. Okay, item 9A1, the financial report. Our cash flow report is included in your board meeting materials. I did meet with Susie Myers from our Central Service Bureau to make sure that we weren't missing anything in expenses, and we found maybe one thing that brought us down to only having $10,000 and change left at the end of the fiscal year. So I feel confident in that number now. Okay. Then I should have these bookmarked. Item 9A2, review of recent board staff activities. As you can tell, Vicki Eagerol has been out for a bit. She's due to return Monday. And Amber Jones from the Athletic Training Board has been filling in for her and doing an incredible job. So, you know, everything's been running smoothly. I did forget to mention in the last meeting that I had gone to clear investigator training. I guess it was about 6 weeks ago, 3 days of training on how to be an investigator. So that was pretty interesting. That's it for the board staff activities. Then item 9B1, policies and procedures. At the last meeting, I told you that I would have some for you to review and approve, and I haven't had an opportunity to get those prepped for you, but I should have them next month. 9B2, application automation or e-licensing. Everything is going pretty smoothly. There's a couple of glitches in the system that are showing up again that we thought we got rid of, so our IT group is working on those. Item 9B3, rule updates. We're still waiting for the legislative session to end before we modify our rules package or our request to reflect those changes. Then item 9B4, CE broker implementation. I got an email from them yesterday that they should have a product ready for me to look at this weekend.
Nice.
And then they want to do training the end of next week. So that'll be very interesting. Item 9C, 2019 bills to watch. We went over these at the last meeting, so I'm not going to provide a summary of all of them, but I do want to let you know. We talked about the reciprocity bill. Let's see, let me make sure I get the right number for that. And that was signed by the governor before the last meeting.
2569.
Yes, 2569. That was signed by the governor. And then also, where is it? SB 1086 was signed regarding temporary licensure. That was signed by the governor on May 8th. Both of those are going to require that we change the way we process applications. I also need to get clarification on this because it says in 1086 that the board may grant the executive director authority to approve and issue licenses. So I have to find out if that requires statutory changes in our statutes or if it can just be taken care of with the statute that bill updates. There will be administrative changes. We're really going to have to change the way we do everything because if we do this, we'll be issuing licenses every day. Mm-hmm. And the way that the system is set up right now, it would make it too difficult.
Does that require us to do the same for the reviews? That would still be something the board would look at, correct?
The board would still look at any reviews. So, you know, I think it will make a big difference for those people who are reinstating who've not practiced. That way they can get right back to work instead of having to wait for a board meeting. So we'll just have to see what the Attorney General's office says about implementing that rule or that bill.
Can it be done like once a week instead of every day? I mean, it doesn't state in the rule that it has to be every day, right?
Yeah, it states in there that we have to issue within 30 days in the bill.
Anything for next month's meeting? All right. Call the public. Thank you for coming in. If there's nothing else, we'll go ahead and adjourn this meeting at 2:02.